point to where we reach out into the masses and we tell them how great he is. See, because if we don't do it, God's going to get the glory in one way or another. So if we decide that we're going to keep our mouth closed, and we're going to keep our mouth closed and we won't do what he says to do, then he will have to go, and he will go beyond measures that we think is irrational to us. That's why it's important for us to just dwell on that. Always see how great is our God. Just begin to think about it. Just begin to worship him in this atmosphere, in this moment. And we begin to think about how great he is. And we just can't be about words anymore. It can't be about us just talking about it. And just, we have to really believe what we're talking about. I heard somebody say this, that we got to get past the point of just talking about words and saying how great he is. If we don't truly believe how good and how great he is, we need to shut our mouth. We don't need to speak about how great he is anymore if we don't truly believe it. So in this moment right now, I want y'all to lift your hands. Lift your hands if it's not for everybody, but if it's for the moment, for the person who believe how great he really is, lift up those hands. Lift up those hands and begin to worship him like never before. Because listen, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Where would we be right now if he took his hand away from us? Where would we be? Where we at? We could be dead in our graves. We can be in a place where we don't know. Hallelujah, Jesus. So as I began to, and I thank God for Pastor and Lady Martin, they reached out to me and they asked me, would I be willing to speak on this Sunday morning? And what was crazy was, and he said, he touched on it just a bit about how it's been going through these storms, especially this past 2 to 3 months, and been going through these storms and these tests and these trials. And when he initially asked me, I want to say, heck no, I don't want to do it. Because how can I go up and how can I stand up in front of God's people when I am building towards God? How can I really stand up and tell them what that said the Lord, and I am bitter towards him? And he said, that's when I need to use you. As I laid in the hospital, he began to pour into me a word. And the word that he sent to me was, how great is our God? And that, at that moment, I didn't want to hear from God. I said, God, I don't, to be honest with you, I don't want to hear what you got to say to me. How can you take me through this mess? How can you take this? How could you do this to me? We are some brave jokers, ain't we? How can you do this to me? You see how I got a family that I'm trying to take care of, that's leaning on me to provide for them, and yet you'll take me away from them to be able to help them. And he stopped me in my tracks and he said, it wasn't your family to begin with. It was all mine. And I began to cry and cry. Every day it was a cry. It was a cry. It was a cry. And every day I couldn't seem to get past it. I reach out to people. I reach out. I don't know how many people I begin to call. I don't know even how many people I reached out to. And then God just says, when are you going to learn it's about? No one can bring you out of this mess. Then he said, I need you to turn. And if you got your word today, Ezekiel chapter 37. Beginning at verse 1. Hallelujah. If you have it, say amen. And it reads, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. He says, very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Yes. Yes. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Now I'm going to stop right there. Because what was crazy about that, as he laid that on me, I said, how does that pertain to me, Lord? Lord, I know you took the Son of Man and you took him into the spirit and you showed him things and you took him out into, but how does that pertain to me and the sick and the surgical circumstance and the situations that's going on in my life and that's going on around me? And he says, we go and the desert and the valley of the dry bones represents death. It wasn't just the bones were bones. They were dry bones. They were without life. But the real key to this that he really harped on me about is that he says, can they live? Can they be revived? Can they be restored? And the Son of Man said back to him, Lord, you know. To me, it was like, he was talking to me and one mind says, they dead. Shouldn't they be buried? But Lord, I know you got power and you can raise them up. And you can, so it's almost like a trick question to me. But he said, Lord, you know what can be done. And so he said, and I said, so what did that mean for me? He said, I want you to take evaluation of your life. I want you to look at the situation that you're going through. Can your dry bones live? And you begin to think about it. And the easy answer is to just say yes. I think that's what we all do. The easy thing we do, we just say yes. And almost to appease. But the Lord knows the heart. And that's why he said it gets to the point to now where we have to stop saying it just to say it. We got to say it and believe it. But the God said, what's dry in your life? What has died in your life? And I want you to think about what has died in your life. Whether it be your finances have taken a big hit and it seems like they have died. Whether it be your marriage have taken a big hit and it seems like your marriage has died. Whether it be your children acting crazy and it seems like they ain't going to act right. No matter who you talk to, no matter how you go about it, no matter how much you pray, it seems like it just ain't getting no better. But God says, can these dry bones live? Can these situations be revived? Can they live again? And then he says, Lord, you know. But the great thing about it is, the Lord said, I want you to prophesy over your own life.
Yeah.
I want you to prophesy over your own life. See, it's easy to go and say, Pastor Martin, can you pray for me? Lady Martin, can you pray for me? I'm going through a rough patch. But when God says, I want you to prophesy over your own life, because I need you to understand that if your faith, they can't have the faith for you. I need you to have a renewed faith. I need you to have faith in me for your own self. So I need you to reach up and I need you to prophesy to your own self and say, these dry bones can live. I know these situations in my life will get better. I know that this foot may be is taking a hit and I'm not able to walk right now, but it will get better. I will be able to walk again. And I don't need anybody else to do it for me, but the Lord said, I need you to prophesy over your own life and say that this will happen. I want you to speak the direct words. The direct word I want you to say is this, and this. I want you to be specific.
Yes. Amen.
How great is our God? How great is he? And the thing about it is the faith that we have in him. The faith that it goes right back to the faith. I remember, I think it was maybe a couple months ago, that I had the privilege to speak once. And he talked about contagious faith. And contagious faith. And never in my mind would I have. It seemed like since that God planted that, it's been almost a roller coaster. And I said, God, why in the world? If I knew it was going to happen like that, I would have turned the invitation down. Because I'm like, I think I set that stuff in motion because of the message that I spoke. He said it was going to happen whether you spoke the message or not. But the fact of the matter is, I need you to speak to the people. I need you to go out into the people. And I need them to see that, first of all, you're going to need that contagious faith to be able to work together. And then not only is that, but it's going to show that how great is our God. It's going to show, it's going to roll over into how great he is. And it's going to be to where everybody's going to be able to see it.
Amen.
Everyone is going to be able to see it. And it's going to be nobody else they can turn to and say, got me out of this situation, or pull me out of this, or pull me through it, but God. See, oftentimes we go through stuff and our faith get rocked. Our faith get rocked and we get pulled. And next thing you know, we turn our back on God. We turn our back on him. We say, Lord, and like I said, Lord, how could you put me through this? How could you allow me to go through? What make you think you so great that you can't go through stuff? You ain't no better than the next person. But when he sends you and he allows you to go through things, he's allowing you to go through things because he is shaping and he is molding you into what he wants you to go, into what he wants you to become. And go back to the text. I want you to see how in chapter 37, verse 7, it says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them. If anybody want to know what sinews is, that is actually the tendons. The tendons. So as you can see, it started off with dry bones. And next thing you know, he said, Lord, can these dry bones live? And next thing you know, as you can see, it's almost going in reverse order to where he's The dry bones were there. Now he's adding tendon. Now he is adding the flesh and he adding the skin. He's adding everything to the dry bones, bringing the dry bones back to life. And the flesh came upon them and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. So you got a body laid on the ground, not breathing, still dead. Still dead. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So he not only said, I'm giving you the power. I want you to know that I'm planting the power in you. I'm giving you the power so you can speak what I said to do. It's not something that you said you wanted to do. It's not something that you done drew up and said, well, Mike said this or Mike said that. No, thus saith the Lord, go speak to the four winds and tell them to enter that body that it may live again, that it may combine with everything that has transpired already, with the bones and the sinews and the flesh and the skin coming upon it, that it may combine and that it may raise up again. But I want you to take it. Point to your life. How it seemed like he began to work, and you seeing the slow turnaround, and you seeing things start to take shape and form, and you see it start to work out in your life, and then next thing you know, it seemed like it come to a screeching halt. And say, Lord, what happened? I thought you told me to prophesy to myself. I have listened to you. You told me to do this and I did it. And I followed your command. I obeyed your command. And yet, here we go. We had a standstill. Then God said, I want you to go back. And I want you to continue to follow me. And continue to follow my command. And I give you this to say to your situation, to your circumstance. And I want you to say, thus saith the Lord, put my stamp of approval on it. Put my name on it. Tell them I said it so that it may open up, so that it may get better because I told you to say it. And next thing you know, you begin to see things take form. I always use my life as an illustration because I feel like that people see your life. And before they pick up a word, they'll see your life. And they'll say, he talking about he a child of God. No, forget that Bible. No, I want to see what you about. I want to see what you about. Because you know why? Because you talking all this and talking all that. And if you ain't lining up with you talking about you reading, why should I read it? Why should I follow if you ain't there? But I begin to think about how he have, even in this season of turmoil, of what we define as turmoil and what we define as doom and gloom, it seems like everything is going crazy all the way around. God still get the glory. God still get the glory because I think about where he has placed me in my life, where he has placed everything around me and how there are certain things that's happening right now that I would never have done. That I would never have attempted to do. That I know for a fact I wouldn't have done. Had not I been put in this situation. Had I not been taken aback to where he sat me down and said, son, you're not going to be able to move. You're not going to be able to do this and you're not going to be able to do that. But all I want you to do and all you're going to be able to do is sit back and you're going to have to watch me work. And he has begun to slowly transform my life. He has slowly begun to transform my mind as far as what he wants me to do with my life, how he wants me to approach my family, how he wants me to approach even going to church, how he wants me to approach everything or every obstacle is making me go back to the drawing board and say, God, I didn't have the faith that I thought I had in you. I didn't believe like I thought I believed in you. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me for all my sins because I didn't follow you like I told people I followed you. I need to go back. I need to ask you for forgiveness because I made mistakes and I messed up. And God is slowly renewing. God is slowly taking me through it. And I just know that it's a thing that he wants everyone to see. I don't know why he put these two in my I don't even usually say it because I'm just not that type of person, but Pastor Martin and Elder Winsley. He said in this season that we're going through and you're dealing with. I don't know everything that you're dealing with right now. But he said when he bring you out, he's going to bring it out for everybody to see. And you're going to have nowhere to point but and say, it was by God. Yes. It was by God. It was by God. Because no matter where you turn, no matter who you talk to, no matter who you decide, it's my confidant, this is my person I can always lean on and rely on, it's not going to be able to work and it's not going to go. And you reached out and next thing you know, for some reason in this time, it goes right back to God saying, it's me who's going to have to bring you out. Now, I don't know who else is going through that. But I promise you, it's in this time right now that we're dealing with that he wants us to get back to that place where we point people back to the Father.
Yes.
Where we point people back to God again. And we talk about and we believe. We ain't talking. We believe it that God is great and God is greatly to be praised and that he will do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that works with us. So it's not about me or it's not about you, but it's about God.
Yes.
He's getting us back to that place and he's going to do it one way or another. Who knew it would took me getting my toe cut off, getting the bottom of my foot opened up, laying in a hospital bed to stop doing some things, to stop and believe in him? Because in that moment, in previous seasons and things of that, there were times where you can turn to dad and dad will do whatever he can. He will reach out to the bottom and he'll pick you out. But in this time, dad can't do it. You're looking at the four walls and you're walking in that, looking at the four walls and it seems like you're going crazy. And you're walking in that what they call the desert wilderness experience. Well, you asking God, why in the world is this happening? Why in the world is that happening? I thought I served you right. I thought I did everything correct. And you're wondering why we put me or bring me through this mess. But it's to bring you through so we can point back to the Father. And say, Lord, you are great. Lord, you are great. And there's nobody like us. Or may not like us, but there's no one like you. And without you, we can't do anything. I have much more I wanted to talk about, but when God says cut it off, I'm going to cut it off. That's just how I operate. I want to know if anybody else needs to know how great God is. I challenge everybody. I'm done. I challenge everyone who want to see how good God is. Faith being rocked. Going through your situation where you don't know which way is up. And you need God's help. I want you to meet me at the altar. I'm already up here. I can't go nowhere. I'm already up there. It starts with me. But if there's anybody else who ain't afraid to join me at the altar, so our faith will match up. So we will be able to get back in sync with God. I challenge you to come up to the altar. I challenge. Because it ain't easy always trusting him. It's not always easy turning and saying, oh, God is great. And I believe how great he is. we go through things where we actually question God. And the thing about I love about God is he allows you to vent. He allows you to actually, in frustration, he allows you to yell and scream and kick and scream. And he allows you to get it out your system. And at that moment when he allows you to get it out your system, he turns and he have a word, a comforting word for you. I challenge anybody else who may need God's help. Meet me at the altar. Is anybody else? Jesus, as we begin to pray, Lord God, we thank you for visiting us once again, Lord. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to look upon your people. Lord God, the ones who have struggled with the faith, Lord God, the one who is struggling with what to do and what not to do, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to intervene, Lord. Lord God, we ask you to come in their hearts right now, Lord God. We ask you to touch their minds, Lord God. Touch their bodies, Lord God. Touch, Lord God, their families, Lord God. Help us to begin in sync with you once again, Lord God. Lord God, if we strayed away from you, Lord God, we repent from all our sins, Lord God. Whether it be the words or any deeds or any such thoughts, Lord God, we ask you to please forgive us, Lord. Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to come and make us whole again, Lord God. Lord God, because we made mistakes, Lord God, but we admit to the mistakes that we have made. Lord God, we ask you right now, to, Lord God, to just come into this place once again, Lord God. Help us to get on one accord with one another, Lord God. And Lord God, if you can't do it, Lord God, we know that nobody can, Lord. And Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to make yourself and show yourself mighty in our lives, Lord. Lord God, only like you can, Lord. And Lord God, if we do anything, Lord God, that goes against your word, Lord God, help us to realize those things and come to the understanding that those things are not right, and Lord God, and we only have setbacks with those things, and only you can make us right again, make us whole. And Lord God, I just thank you right now in your name, Lord God, that we can be made whole in you once again, Lord God. Help us to come together as one body, Lord God, and help us to understand, Lord God, that we can accomplish more together than one individual person, Lord God. Lord God, I want you to touch the pastor and the first lady, Lord God, as they continue to embark on the mission and the efforts that you have with this ministry, Lord God. Help touch this ministry and help it to continue to touch the city, Lord God, doing miraculous things, Lord God, that nobody thought a ministry this small can do, Lord God. But we ask you right now, Lord God, to continue to bless. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to touch. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to continue to make us whole again. And Lord God, that if we continue to lean and rely on you, Lord God, that we can do all things, Lord God, through Christ who strengthens us, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that once we get in you, Lord God, there is nothing that we cannot do, Lord. And Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you right now. We thank you right now in your precious name. We thank you right now, Lord God, because we know without you we can be nothing, Lord God. We know without you right now, these dry bones wouldn't be able to live. Lord God, we know right now that our situations can't get better without you, Lord God. We know right now, Lord God, that it takes you and you only, Lord God, to turn these things around, Lord God, to make us whole again, Lord God, to heal our bodies from the sickness, Lord God, to heal our mind from the sick things, Lord God, the sick thoughts that we think, Lord God, the things that we have, Lord God, the depressed feelings that we go through, Lord God, the valleys that we go through, Lord God, the desert that you bring us through, Lord God. Lord, only you can bring us through this, Lord God. And we thank you right now in your precious name. Lord God, we thank you right now. And we lift up our hands right now. We give our thanks, Lord God, to you, Lord God. We lift our hands right now because we know without you, Lord God, these things are not possible. And we know.
it's kind of like that feeling that you have. Have you ever worked out, ever gone to the gym or things of that nature? And you feel like everything says, don't even go. Don't go. It's not worth it. You don't see any changes. You don't see anything moving. Your favorite Netflix movie comes on. Bird Box comes on. Oh, Jesus. Not even realize that that moment when you overcome your feelings and press your way into that place, you can get healthier and healthier, and your body is actually better off for it, because you went against what you basically went against the grind. You curbed your feelings and brought them up under subjection. We are past the point of waiting for the preacher to say hello in order for me to have a good Sunday. Yes. Way past that. We're way past a good post on Facebook in order for you to be in the mood in order to get in the presence of God. Your moods will get you in trouble. Your moods will make you just do all types of crazy stuff and make you quit on Monday. It'll make you hop to a different church. It'll make you just do all different types of things because, you know, it is what it is. But God is greater than all of that. He wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. There's a lot of crazy stuff that's going on in the church world. There's a lot of crazy stuff that's going on in the world at large. But God is still faithful. And God still has a remnant of people that want to do right. No matter the cause, to do right. We need to be an example to those that are wavering in their faith or even examining our faith. I don't want to preach to you. I know things from Genesis to Revelation, but let you see my life. And not just when things go right. I'm talking about when things don't go right. Because the true character of a person is seen when things don't go right. Who do you run to? As the prophet Escape said, who do you run to in order to fill that empty space? It can't be people, because people will let you down over and over and over again. It can't be money, because money is a man-made thing and you can lose it as fast as you get it. It has to be God. He is the only consistent thing in this world that you can rely on. God, God only. So yes, I'm going to make an announcement that says, as my young brother Michael just said, I am making an announcement. Yes, my hands are tied by God to not reach and pull you out of your situation. I have to point you to the Father. Because just think about it. I go through things too. I go through hell too. With gasoline draws. And I'm preaching and teaching and trying to live right. And I still got to go through. So I don't have somebody I could talk to all the time like that. Or do I? Yes, I do. I talk to God. I be like, God. And here's the thing. God doesn't want you to just talk to him when you're in a good mood, when things are blessing. A good father wants to hear his children even when things are not going right. I don't want my children to disappear when they go through problems. I want them to be even close to me when they go through problems. Situation and circumstances, whether it be self-inflicted or whether it's a trial or test that God is bringing them through in order to develop their character. And the same thing goes for you too. Sometimes you got to go through so that God can develop your character. How great is God? You alive, aren't you? So that means that God gave you another chance to not only get right with him, to stay with him. Amen. 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 Go ahead and put your hands together for the Lord. All right. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We still got a few more minutes. We're going to go ahead and do the announcements. And we're going to worship and giving and take up our offering. But as I close, I want to thank Sister Rodriguez and for delivering
word and song this morning. It was greatly needed.
Yes.
It was greatly needed. And we hope and pray it's not the last time. Hope and pray it's not the last time. And Brother Michael, see, let me let you in on a little secret. Al, you already know the secret, right? See, when I, let me come close. Virtually come close. Typically, when I know what kind of call is on an individual's life to lead the ministry in whatever particular area, as co-laborers with me, this is for you too, Sister Thompson, is that you need to understand this fact, and those that are in my and close with me know this, is that you have to understand this term, come suffer with me. You ready to suffer with me? Come suffer with me. Most of the time I warn people before they hook up with me that they're going to go through hell. Because when you're doing right and when you fight against demonic oppression in the community that saw our church get torn down to the ground, you're going to face some things. You're going to face some extraordinarily ridiculous attacks. Come suffer with me. But I got some good news for you. And that's for anybody in here that has a call on their life that's not going to try to jump ship because they know that there's things that we have to do that's greater than just a church service.
Amen.
You're going to have to suffer. But the good news is that if you suffer with him,
you're
going to reign with him.
Yes.
If you come and suffer with me, when this church takes off like a bullet train, you're not going to be shocked and amazed by how many folk you're going to pass by. You won't have time to look at them. Just think about that. When you're in the bullet train, you have no time to look at all the faces that you're passing by. Your face has to be forward. And guess what? I'm riding in the train too, because I'm not conducting the thing. Come suffer with me. Elder Winsley, no, this is a testimony. Don't you know that? Oh, yes. Come suffer with me. Think it not strange when the fiery darts come to try it. I'm not talking about you getting yourself into trouble because you're hard-headed. I'm talking about when you're doing right and you say, yes, Lord, my servant here. Yes, Lord, I want to win souls. Yes, I want to talk to that brother that's on the corner that won't set foot in the church, or that sister in the corner that was hurt by the church. I want to be able to talk to them with some level of credibility in my own life. But in order for you to relate to people, you got to suffer. Because I don't know about you, but it's kind of hard for me to talk to people who ain't never been through anything. Let me qualify that. It's hard for me to talk to people who have never been through anything and have followed God through that situation and gotten out. I know a lot of people who've gone through stuff, and I'm talking about, can your God, Pastor Martin, that you serve, show me when your God has gotten you through this? That's what they're looking for, and that takes suffering. But God will let you heal up. He'll restore you.
Yes.
He'll let you come from out of the gym. You saw a couple of days later, you won't be feeling all good. But man, oh man, those muscles start to grow, and you won't even notice yourself. That's the funniest thing. When you start lifting weights, you don't notice your own growth. But the people who are watching you, they see it. They see the growth in your life. They see the growth in the circle around you. They see how you respond differently, how you don't trip, how you don't always have to cuss somebody out. You down to one cuss word a week instead of 15. You down to one bottle of Kvase instead of seven bottles. It's a work in progress, isn't it? And that stopping and that crucifixion of the flesh, it takes time. So to anybody in here who is going through those moments in life where it seems like he's putting you in a precarious situation, a very, very difficult situation, don't curse the test. Embrace it. Don't trust the process. Trust the God of the process. Because sometimes if you trust the process will have you lose your mind. So I'm so thankful to God for you, your family, for everybody in this particular. All right, you ready? Amen. And now we will have our announcements by the fabulous Amanda Penn. Attorney Penn to be. Yes, you gotta get past Martin out of trouble in the future.
Amen. Help open up these businesses. Amen. And whatever it is God has planned for Divine Convention Center. Amen. Amen. I just have a few announcements for this morning. On Saturday, January the 5th, which is coming up this Saturday at 9 a.m., a Divine Design Women's Ministry will be fellowshipping here at Divine Truth Christian Center. If you need more information about this event, make sure that you see Sister Alicia Winsley. It's going to be an awesome, awesome event, so ladies, make sure that you are here. We want to be consistent with our fellowshipping, because if we're consistent with our fellowshipping, then we'll get to know each other, and we can lean on each other when we need each other, and et cetera, et cetera. So make sure that you're here Saturday, January 5th at 9 a.m. here at Divine Truth Christian Center. And then on Monday, January 7th, we're going to begin our 21 days of fasting and prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Is anybody excited about that? Yes. I know I'm excited about it. I'm very excited about it. Just for God to, for us to empty ourselves out and for God to pour into us what He wants us to do for this new year. Because I know that many of us have been saying, in 2019, I'm going to do this. In 2019, I'm going to do that. We've made our vision boards. We've done those things. But we want to make sure that we hear from God what He wants us to do. And that's the direction that we want to go in for the new year. So the specific directions will be provided prior to the next Sunday. So make sure that you are looking at Divine Truth Christian Center family, or check your emails, but just look out for the announcement of the prayer directives for our 21-day fast. Next up is our blessing bags. Our blessing bags are available for pickup today, so make sure that you see Sister Akile Mara on your way out when you're going out into the lobby. And let's see, the Snack Shack will not be open today, so we are going to resume next year. So look for an awesome menu next year. Make sure that you have your money ready at the service, so that we can pour into the ministry in that arena as well. Next up is the core leadership meeting. It's going to be immediately after service in Lady Martin's office. And at the same time, we're going to be having our new membership class in our conference room right across the hall. So if you are interested in joining our ministry, then make sure that you stop by and find out if you want to be in the class today. You can join the class today. Or if you would like to join the next class, then make sure that you stop by. You can see myself, and I will make sure that you get the information for our new membership class. And then finally, there was one more announcement that I wanted to make, but I cannot remember what it is. So we are going to move forward to giving, the reasons why we give. And this is something that we implemented this year, but we also want you to take it into next year with you as well. And so the first reason why we give is because we love God first. Amen. How many people love God?
Amen.
All right. So good. Check. We got that one. Okay, number two, we give 10% or more faithfully. 10% is just the minimum. So if your paycheck, or if what you receive is, let's say, $500, then your tithe or your 10% is how much?
$50.
How much?
$50.
Okay. So then if you receive $1,500, then how much is 10%?
$1,000.
How much is it? All right. So we got that clear. Check. But that's just the minimum that you can give. You can always give more than that. And we want to do that faithfully. Faithfully, consistently. Amen. Number three, we give to help our community. And I know that many of you have seen, and if you haven't seen, then we have been doing many, many things in the community. We assist in April when we have our Easter outreach. We join with other churches for an Easter outreach. We have Funtoberfest. We have giving away of food, giving away of blankets, and we consistently have giving away of blessing bags. So that is how we are reaching the community. So that is another reason why we want you to continue to give. And number four, give to be blessed by God. That's self-explanatory. Number five, give as an act of service. As an act of service. There are many, many areas within our ministry that we need your help to serve. Amen? Amen. And you will, amen?
Amen.
Okay, just want to make sure you're with me. Okay, and so we will be giving you more information about those areas as well so that you will know that you can serve not only in your giving, but also in your time.
Yes.
Amen. And then number six, we say give because it's good ground. This is good ground. There's no corruption in here. There's no green leaf, as some people have, I've heard some people say in the past. This is good ground. Amen. And number seven, give with great expectation.
Yes.
Great expectation means that what you expect, that little blessing that you want God to give to you, you know what? He's going to go above and beyond, because the scripture says that God will give exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or think.
Amen.
Right? So that's what we want to expect. We want to expect God to do exactly what he says that he's going to do. And he's going to do it because he promised. Amen.
Amen.
So number eight, finally, give gladly with a loving heart. We want you to give with a smile on your face.
Yes.
Give from your heart as if, let's see, what's an example I can give you? Give from your heart the same way that you would give a gift to your child. If your child is asking you for something, the same way that you would do whatever it takes to give your child what your child needs, we want you to give. Give with a loving heart. Amen? Those are some of the reasons why we give. Those aren't all of the reasons. That's just eight reasons that we have listed there. But whatever God has placed in your heart to give on today, we want you to do just that. We have ushers here on the side. They have envelopes, so please raise your hand if you would like an envelope. We also have kiosks in the back. If you have your debit card, then you can swipe your debit card and give in that way. And finally, we have online giving. If you want to give online, make sure that you go to www.divinetruthcc.org and you can click on the give button and you will be able to give that way. Now, we know today is December 30th, I believe. Okay, so if there's anyone here or anyone who is watching online who would like to give that last large contribution for your taxes, right?
Amen.
I know y'all know about that. Okay, so if there's anyone who wants to do that, why not give to our ministry? Why not give to our ministry that is reaching out to the community, that is helping others through different situations that they have? We want to just put that invitation out there for you. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so everybody's ready? I think Pastor has something else.
Y'all good? Just talking with that, and as people begin to serve you in giving, don't forget our consecration is January the 7th through the 28th or so. We will be meeting here nightly in order to pray and go before God's face. God has really been working on my heart, speaking to me through my wife as well as other individuals, other close advisors, that we really need to put our face towards the Lord. We really need to get in the presence of God. People of God, you can't have a good relationship with the people of God or with me if you don't have a good relationship with God. If you have an inconsistent relationship with God, you're going to have an inconsistent relationship in church, you're going to have an inconsistent relationship with other people, and you have an inconsistent relationship with me. You see how they're all together? You see how they're all together? So what we're trying to do is we're trying to direct our people into the right path so that we can be forward thinking, so that everybody in here can have the passion to win souls, to not be scared to invite people to church, because that is your responsibility too. Amen. Now, people who already go to church, they're not going to come. But we're talking about people who are looking for a good church home, who want to do something different, who are expecting different things. And even if they are going to a church, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're in the right place. Amen? So I want you to have that mindset. Get deeper in prayer. Get closer to God. Don't post your life away, because they're not looking at that. They're looking at you. Not what you post. They're looking at you, and they're looking at your words. Open your mouth. Let people know the goodness of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this offering right now. that you are about to receive. We thank you, Lord God, for these your people. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for the speaker this morning as the word went forward, and every individual in this on the sound of my voice, whether in the sanctuary or watching online, Heavenly Father, let them have a heart to give, a cheerful way to give, as we close out this year strong. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Be blessed, God.
God is good. God is good. Come on, stand to your feet. We're going to go ahead and dismiss and get on out of here. Amen. God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. We'll fix that today, right? Sound team? Thank you. Let me switch up.
Amen. Amen. So, we're just so thankful to God for allowing for us to be able to be in his presence one more time. Again, don't forget about the consecration that we're going to be doing from January the 7th through the 27th. Very important. We're not going to do a call-in. We're not going to do a call-in. We need your presence to be here as much as you can. As much as you can. It's going to be a different paradigm shift going into 2019 going forward. Amen. It's a different paradigm shift going forward. So we're going to do a lot of things differently around here, as well as how we lead, how we impart into people. It's going to be very, very important that everybody pays attention, everybody follows the word of God. And don't be afraid to visit us next time. This is your first time. We ain't going back. All right? And I want everybody in here to make sure that you invite somebody. Okay? Y'all good with that?
Yes.
We don't want people to just be out in the world, just floating around and not knowing who Jesus is. Times are getting hard.
I'll switch it
around. Times are getting hard and people are going through a lot of things. We need to teach people how to follow instructions and to be consistent in their dedication to God. That's the mantra going forward. Amen. Be consistent to God. In season and out of season. That's my instructions to you. If you're looking for a word today, be consistent with God in season and out of season. Our church sometimes has a commitment problem. Amen. Amen. A commitment problem. You need to be committed in your dedication to the Lord. Not perfect attendance. I said committed. Because you can show up and do nothing regularly. Amen, lights. Amen, lights. We want you to be committed to the things of God. And then let's see what happens in your life. Amen. 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 Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You didn't turn at all. Obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Your blessing could have been right in the mail, but you know the check's going to come another 2 weeks from now because you did not listen. Lord have mercy. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
God wants
your dreams and visions realized. Be blessed, people of God. For those of you that are part of the new members class, meet me at 12:30. For those of you that are part of the core meeting, meet in Lady Martin's office at 12:30. All right. We're not going to be in there for long. The new members is going to be from 12:30 to 2 or sooner. Okay. All right, be blessed, people of God.